It's December the 9th, 2018. Today, we're going to be talking about the topic of direct line to the creator of the universe. My name's Theodore Turner. Welcome to my program to help you witnessing for Jesus today and to be saved. So the topic today is direct line to the creator of the universe. But before we get started on that, I want to tell you about the basic steps to getting saved, just in case that you're not saved. And it's not up to you to do works. It's the mercy of God that saves you. You're saved by faith, not by works. There's a verse that sort of refers to this in the Old Testament too, Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Jesus will meet you right where you're at, whether you're in addiction, whether you have sins, whether you have some kind of a problem that you just haven't been able to get over. Jesus will help you with that. First thing you need to do to make sure you're saved is admit you are a sinner. It says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The second thing is, be willing to turn from sin, repent. And that means really try to change yourself. Try to get over what you're doing. Try to get out of what you're doing. Don't go out with the wrong people. But be willing to turn from sin. Acts 17:30 says, In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The third thing is believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that Jesus Christ was buried, and that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, that is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Fourth step is pray now and invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior and fill you with His guidance and fill you with His Holy Spirit. Romans 10:10 says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The fifth thing that you need to do is confess before other people, saying, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. You need to confess it publicly. And so today the topic is direct line to the creator of the universe. Well, the first thing you can do is ask God to forgive you and make sure you've gone through the five steps to get saved. It's very important that you do that and that you understand that Jesus wants you to be saved. It says in the Bible he knew you before the foundations of the earth. It says in John 15:16, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. That's John 15:17. When he talks about fruit, that's you going out and witnessing to people, giving them tracts, talking to them about Jesus, and confessing that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And he wants them to remain. He wants them not to just be temporarily Christians, but he wants them to remain. Now sometimes it's important that you have this direct line to the creator of the universe. When you ask Jesus, you ask him for a prayer answer. You ask him in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for this. Or say, Jesus, in the name of In your name, I ask you for this. There's a verse in Philippians 4:6 that says, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God wants to hear your requests. That's part of you getting on your direct line to the creator of the universe. And Jesus can help you to know what to do. Ephesians 6:18 says, Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. It says in Acts 2:38, Now you need that prayer and you need the Holy Spirit. says in Acts 2:37, where the people asked Peter what to do, it says, "And they said unto him, what shall we do?" And Peter said in Acts 2:38, he said, "Men and brethren, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and your children and all those who are far off." And you need that Holy Ghost, because it says the Holy Spirit will teach you new things and help you to be the kind of Christian you need to be. But the amazing thing is that we do have a direct line to the Creator of the universe. And that is asking in Jesus' name and asking Him to help us and through prayer. Mark 11:17 says, "And He taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called the nation of all nations, the house of prayer, but ye made it a den of thieves." The people were going to the church that day, and they were trying to conduct business in the church. And Jesus did not want them to do that. He wants us to have a direct line to the Creator universe, and He doesn't want things standing in the way. We know that God wants us to ask for forgiveness for our sins. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mark 11:22 talks about this prayer and the direct line to the Creator of the universe. A direct line is like one of those lines that someone picks up and it calls the president directly. Well, you can do that. You start praying, go into your prayer closet or wherever you're going to pray, and ask Jesus directly what you need. Tell Him what you need and tell Him how you praise Him and how you thank Him for what He's done. Make sure you praise Him, because it says in the Bible that Jesus, in fact, His Spirit inhabits the praises of the saints. So we're going to talk to you about some of the direct line right here. Mark 11:22, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God." Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he shall saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11:25 is a very important verse, because it's a key to knowing if you've done something wrong. You need to get this cleared up. Mark 11:25 says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." And just remember this. Jesus will meet you right where you're at, whether you have an addiction. And make sure that you admit you're a sinner. Be willing to turn from sin and repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. The most important verse I think you should ever learn is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now pray now and invite Jesus in your life to become your personal Savior and to fill you with His guidance and with His Holy Ghost. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." It's very important that we learn some of the basic verses in the Bible, so that when we want to have that direct line to the Creator of the universe, we know what some of those are. 2 Timothy 1:7 is a very important verse too. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." I've heard many people talking about that, and when it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear," that means dread. The spirit of fear is basically dread. The kind of thing where you just don't want to get up. You don't want to call those people. You don't want to see those people. You hope they don't come over. You hope they don't come to your church. Or you don't want to talk to your insurance man because you know you've got to pay a bill. That's dread. God hasn't given us that spirit. Let me tell you the verse again. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." He doesn't want you to have the spirit of fear. Just get up and make that phone call. Don't be fearful of it that you need to make. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." That means that you can call, you can ask before you call, say, "Jesus, in your name I pray today that you give me the power, the ability, the knowledge to take care of this issue that's going on in my life, to take care of these insurance issues." We just need to keep asking Jesus all the time to help us. And we have that direct line to God all the time. He can hear us. When you're going down the road and you don't have much else to do, you can stop and say a prayer in His name and say, "Jesus, I really need your help today." In Acts 2:37, I want to read this again about the Holy Spirit, and because it's a gift that's given to us. Acts 2:37 says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" Acts 2:38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.'" And in another verse it says, "The Holy Ghost will teach us new things." Acts 2:39 says, "For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." There's other things that you can do when you pray. If you think the devil's bothering you, or he's hurting your property or your relatives, Matthew 18:18 says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 18:19 says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." John 14:13 says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 15:14 gives you a clue about things he expects from you. It says, "Ye are my friends." Jesus said this, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." John 15:14. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." John 15:15 says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you." John 15:16 says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. That whosoever shall ask of the Father, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, it shall be done." Jesus expects us to go out and bring forth fruit. When we have the direct line to the Creator of the universe, we're not the only ones talking. It may be that sometimes Jesus is going to ask us the question, "What kind of fruit did you have this week? Did you witness to anyone? Did you give out some tracts? Did you give out some Bibles? Did you tell anyone that Jesus loves them?" Because you can easily say that. So what you do need to do is make sure you've done some of the things that you need to do, and go into your upper room or into your closet or wherever it is and pray in the name of Jesus. Because when you start praying, it's like dialing that red line to the president. You get a direct line to the Creator of the universe, whose name is Jesus Christ, and many other names in the Old Testament, like Yahweh, Jehovah. "I am that I am," Jesus said. Elohim, all these things, these Bible verses are in the Old Testament, and Jesus is called by those names. Today, I suggest you go ahead and ask Jesus to become your Savior. Promise that you're going to change your ways and do this, and we'll talk again next week. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your blessing and for your safety, and I'll ask Jesus to have mercy on you. In Jesus' name, amen.